Michael, let's talk about a former Giants defensive coordinator who went on to do some other things. Bill Belichick officially signed his deal with the University of North Carolina this week, an earth-shaking move in college football, one that was certainly a curiosity in the NFL. Since that time, since he signed his deal and had that press conference, we've learned a couple of details. First of all, sources confirmed the Athletic report that Bill Belichick actually reached out to the Jets, specifically Mike Tannenbaum, who is helping with the search just to see if there would be interest before he accepted his deal. Obviously, Jets said, we are not there yet. Also, my understanding is one of Belichick's top choices for offensive coordinator is Scott Turner, who's current OC at the Raiders.
Well, I don't care about the Scott Turner part. Yeah. Bill is desperate enough,
apparently,
to call the Jets?
I thought he like napalmed all year. All he does is make fun of the Jets, makes fun of Woody Johnson. We always said, even after these Manning casts, we're like, all right, that's the one spot he does not want to go to. He's taking himself out of the running there.
Wickersham said that last week.
Yeah.
His comments about Woody Johnson were, yeah, it's kind of how the Jets are, ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
That was his comment about the owner in New York.
And I originally, the first person I saw report this was Rossini. So I was like, all right, well, it's probably not true. And then, but then like multiple other people were like, ah, yeah, this is true. I can confirm it.
Rap
and
confirmed it.
A couple of like local guys around there, I think, said the same thing. So you're like, oh, man. So like I knew, we both knew he wanted to be in the NFL. He wanted to be in the NFL. The NFL didn't want him, but he wanted to coach. And now he's at North Carolina. To see it any other way, I really don't understand it.
Well, it's just,
it's not an FU to the league.
It's not.
It's not. That's not what it is.
Florio, I think, has a good theory on why this is out there. It's that Bill wants it out there. And Bill wants the Jets to look like clowns when they hire somebody else.
Theory. Because they'll probably suck. Yep, they'll probably suck next year. But, like, you could have had Bill.
But then that also implies that Bill thinks he would do a good job in the NFL when last we saw him, he won four games. Yeah. The whole league doesn't want him. And you better be good at North Carolina to make the Jets look stupid.
So do you think, like, Woody Johnson, I don't know what Woody Johnson thinks, but do you think he felt like, well, Bill's been making fun of us nonstop, so I'm not going to take the interview? Or, because for them to be like, we're not there yet, it's like, you have an interim coach. You are there.
Yeah.
You should be looking for a head coach.
No, you have a vacancy.
So you, if anybody would talk to Bill, it would be you. And they don't want to do that. So maybe he is just trying to make them look bad. But I think it also still makes him look bad. It kind of proves that the NFL doesn't want him.
Yeah,
and if even a lowly team like the Jets wouldn't even interview him, then nobody was interested this go around.
It tells you how bad of a spot Bill's in.
Yeah.
That he needs to dial up the Jets to set up Woody Johnson to make him look bad or whatever, knowing the Jets would say no and not even take his call and knowing he has no opportunity in the NFL.
It's strange.
And he's at UNC. Like, we don't need to spend a ton of time on Bill at North Carolina today. We did a lot of that last week. But that is...
I know.
That was not on my radar that Bill was going to be calling up the Jets, even to play media games and make Woody Johnson look bad if that's what's going on. I was not ready for that. And it tells you a lot about his desperation.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the three teams right now that have interim coaches, and then there's another host that you know are going to have new coaches right away. Wouldn't you talk to those other teams first? Not the Jets? Like, I never thought it made sense for him to rip the Jets the way that he did. I know he has an issue with Woody Johnson, but wasn't it actually the previous owner that he's like a bigger issue with? Is that how I thought all that played out?
I the Hess family, I think Woody Johnson was either in the mix or about
sort
to be in the mix early on. I forget. This is what Gary Myers...
I watched the Two Bills documentary, but I forget all the details.
Yeah, that's, you know, they gloss over stuff. Gary Myers in the New York Daily News, he says, Belichick hates the Jets. That's real.
Right.
He also has no respect for Johnson. That's real.
Yeah.
He said, what changed? He needed a job. I'm sure Belichick is enthused about UNC and coaching for the first time, but having interest in the Jets shows how desperate Bill was to get back in the NFL. I think he took the job before the NFL hiring cycle, because he knew for the second year in a row he wasn't getting an offer. The story didn't characterize the Jets' interest. Eventually that was characterized. But there was no meeting set up, and then Bill took the UNC job. He also goes into, I don't buy that Bill doesn't care about the Shula record, et cetera, et cetera. But, I think there's too much bad blood there. And so Bill was, I don't know, calling at the last second to try to finagle a job because he's like, hey, I'm going to take this. I might as well take a Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. Or he's trying to set the Jets up to look bad. All I know is if you're going to set the Jets up to look bad, you have to do well at your next stop.
Yeah.
And I'm not holding my breath on that.
No, I think you will do well. I also think it's probably pretty fair to say the next Jets coach will stink. So Bill does have that going for him where you can compare it to whoever they hire and whatever they do with Aaron Rodgers, although he's playing well right now. But, I mean, I don't think you can expect that to take place next year. So, yeah, I think he'll do better than whoever the Jets hire. But, okay, What does that really get you?
Yeah, I don't think like,
You're still not in the NFL, which is where you wanted to be.
617-779-7937. It's Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. You can jump in on Bill and Gerard Mayo's job security, the play of Drake May, where the Patriots are going over the final three games. It's gotten pretty ugly. We do have man-to-man coverage with Christian Gonzalez coming up on a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Hunter Henry as well. Plus, what happened? A spin around the NFL's Week 15. That comes your way about 15 minutes from now. In the meantime, Susan is in Rhode Island. Hello, Susan.
Hi, thank you for taking the call.
Yep.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome. Nice.
What I'd like to comment about is that Mayo has clearly lost the confidence of the locker room. That Bowdy or Booty would make those comments. He can't even catch the ball, and there he is commenting on how the offense is run. Even my beloved Drake May felt comfortable enough to comment that he could do a quarterback sneak. I can't even imagine under Belichick anybody making comments other than do your job. My job is to execute the plays the coordinators give us. And it's the fact that everybody's throwing everybody under the bus, whether it's Jonathan Kraft, whether it's Van Pelt, whether it is Mayo, shows that they need to throw them all out, and I don't mean the players, and just bring in a new group. Wolf produced the groceries, and they were horrible. And clearly the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, and Mayo are not up to the task.
No, I would agree with
there
that,
you go.
Susan.
Susan's got them all out.
Susan, firing everybody. She's keeping the players. I disagree with that.
9 days till Christmas, and we got everybody losing their job?
Yeah, well, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, Keith. So,
but no, she is right about Mayo's comments, and this has been going on all year long, and then we usually highlight sort of the receivers who always have something to say. Some of them are no longer on the team anymore. But I definitely think there's some of that.
Okay, Booty's a clown. Yeah. We can all agree with that. His comments are clownish. We talked about those. You know, basically, it's hard to bend over and catch.
I am running full speed. Like, right.
And on top of that, it's disrespectful. Teams are playing man-to-man against us, and we need to be aggressive earlier. Those are his comments. He's a clown. They can cut him tomorrow. But it is a good point by Susan about Drake May. He feels like he can say, well, yeah, you know, you make a good point. I have a big guy down there, and I would like to run the football. And
yeah, that's not just like I do it as the coach says.
Yeah,
that's
Drake,
sort of a little bit of a departure.
And I don't know if that's intentional, calculated. I don't know if he kind of was walked into it. I mean, it was a leading question, I guess, but that is a player second-guessing the coaching. That's true.
Yeah, because I feel like even a few weeks ago, it would have been more, I just do what the play's called. And he circled back to like, well, you know, Ramondre, he's good at picking those up normally too, and blah, blah, blah. But I think he's starting to feel it a little bit. As far as like just how discouraging it is.
Well, and if he's feeling it and he doesn't believe in these coaches, that's another guy who can get Mayo. If Drake May wanted to, I'm not saying he will.
No.
But if Drake May wanted to, he goes to Robert Kraft. He's the future of the organization. He's about the only thing they have.
Yep.
Him and Christian Gonzalez. He goes to Robert Kraft and says, yeah, I'm not, I can't play.
Well,
for
they were
guy.
Asking him about the losing, and he was like, it wears on you.
Yeah.
And he's like, a couple of games in a row, he has said something similar about how frustrating it is. And you're like, all right, well.
So I think Jonathan can sway Robert, as we discussed. I think Drake May could if he ever wanted to. I'm not saying he would, but he absolutely could. If he is second-guessing Van Pelt and or Mayo, That would carry
also,
a lot of weight.
It might also be one of those things, and I don't know if they do this. I would assume the coaches talk to all the players after the game or after the season, maybe even Elliott Wolf. I don't know. It certainly doesn't go to the level of Robert and Jonathan, but this is a sort of a different time. Even if Drake May doesn't throw anybody under the bus, if he doesn't really like back them, like can't you read between the lines?
100%.
Yeah, 100%. That might happen.
Let's go to Johnny in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Quick aside, the ball hammock pouch commercials are killing me. Not in a good way. It's got to stop. Mayo, if he would just not put his foot in his mouth every time he spoke, I mean, you'd be able to say, well, look, he has bad players. What do you expect him to do? But the fact that he just can't have a press conference without saying something ridiculous makes it really hard to stand by the guy for me. I mean, it's brutal. So thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah,
it hasn't gotten any better.
No.
You would think, all right, you're a rookie coach. Nobody's going to be perfect right away. I think most people can kind of, you know, have that same sense. But as the year has gone on, he has every time said something post game, said something different on Monday, or said something with Greg and then said something different on Wednesday. Or, you know, like he keeps having to walk back something that he has said. So he hasn't learned at all from that.
No, like, he has not.
You know, watch what you say right after you lose because you might not really feel that way.
And let's go back to when Mayo replaced Bill. Like, one of the things I thought he would be okay at was the PR media game.
He's the worst.
He worked in the media.
I
mistakenly assumed he would actually be okay at that part of the job.
Incorrect.
I didn't know if he could coach. I didn't want him to be the Bill replacement. I thought the PR relating to the players, you know, getting buy-in from the players, I thought that would be a strength of his. And he's shockingly worse at that than Bill.
No, he's not.
You're telling me he's a worse coach? Fine, I could wrap my head around that. He's worse at the PR game.
Yeah.
He's worse at the buy-in from players. That was Bill's weak point.
We should still, of course, I think we're obligated to update this, something that Gerard Mayo said to the Greg Hill Show back in January.
You feel like more wins next season than this past season? Like, is that?
I do feel that way.
Okay. So we got you on record.
You got me on record.
Yeah. All right.
That we're going to win more than four games.
Yeah.
I'm on record.
You're on record?
Absolutely.
All right, good. All right, good. All right.
Running out of time. Still could happen.
Could.
They need to win out.
Could happen, yeah.
They need to...
Win two of three.
Oh, yeah, win two of three.
Yeah.
Right, so you're right. So if they can win two of these next three, then he will be correct. And then egg on my face for playing that every week.
So that was the Burn Some Cash press conference,
same
right?
Same one.
That was all the same thing. Or not press conference, interview on the
Greg Hill
Show.
An interview, yeah.
We're bringing in talent 1,000%. So have a lot of cap space.
Love it.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
Didn't bring in any talent.
Ew.
They brought him one.
Oh, no. You know what? I take it back. Gibson and Hooper, when grading on a curve,
Drake May.
Aren't terrible. Well, no. That doesn't count because I don't count that.
No. They get burning cash means free agents. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So we're bringing in talent. Yeah, I guess technically they did draft a really good quarterback, but as far as from the outside, like new additions to the team via free agency or trade?
You have a date on that again? I've asked you this before. That's from
January 22nd.
He's been sticking his foot in his mouth since at least January 22nd.
We're almost a year anniversary from those comments.
Okay, I saw this yesterday. I must have missed this on the broadcast. Now, look, I was pretty quickly out of the broadcast yesterday. Callahan tweeted this late in the game. I don't know if it happened earlier on the broadcast and I missed it or they just did it late. But he tweeted out, the CBS broadcast asked Mayo during the week how he could improve as a head coach. So in these production meetings, they asked him, Tom McCarthy, paraphrase Mayo's answer, part of the Z Squad yesterday.
Yeah.
He paraphrased his answer saying, quote, I'll take a lot of time to reflect when the season comes to a close.
Good.
He said something like this before.
Yeah.
But he said, I had all these different ideas before the season began, but everything got going so fast, now things are slowing down for me.
Yeah, it's not great.
Well, debatable on that second
part. Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, the idea that, well, I have all these ideas and I want to put them into effect, but the season really got away from me and I'm totally going to do it in the offseason. I mean, this is a guy who had the job lined up for 2 years.
Right.
And, you know, had it in writing in his contract for a full year he was going to be the head coach. And that's not implemented in year one. I mean, I don't think that's satisfactory. I don't. 617-779-7937. It's Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to what happened. Take a spin around the NFL week 15 coming up. But right now, as we are every Monday, we're joined by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Hey, guys.
Took a while for the offense to get going. Yesterday, you did wind up getting a couple of touchdowns late. Why do you think there was a struggle to put points on the board early on in that game yesterday?
Just bad football, not bad execution. Just all around, a lot of bad, and it's not a lot of good. So we got to play better early, and it's just not good enough.
Anything you could put your finger on specifically when it comes to third down? You know, one of the reasons why you guys didn't have a lot of plays overall in the game was because you were 0-for-6 on third down.
Yeah, I mean, we were just behind the sticks on first and second down. I mean, when you have negative plays and you're in third and 11-plus, I mean, against any defense, that's an uphill climb. So, I mean, when you're in third and long, it always makes things hard.
Okay, you were in third and long in some of those situations. There was also third and fourth and short at one point in time. Earlier in the game, Robert and Jonathan Kraft were shown on the broadcast, and they appeared to be criticizing the play calling. Do you think the offensive play calling this year has been too conservative at times?
I do not. I think AVP is great. I love AVP.
How have you seen the relationship between Alex Van Pelt and Jerod Mayo?
It's been great.
Okay, because after the game, Jerod Mayo kind of insinuated that maybe Drake May should have run a quarterback sneak on third down or on fourth down, and from the outside, it appeared as though he was kind of putting the blame on the offensive coordinator there.
Yeah, I don't really know much about that, but I really enjoyed being around AVP, and I've really enjoyed the offense. Obviously, it hasn't been what we all wanted it to be. In a lot of aspects, but I feel like he really is a great offensive coordinator. I've really enjoyed being in this offense.
We're talking to Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. There's been a lot of speculation about Jerod Mayo and his job security this year, and that would include on this show. What do you think of that speculation?
I mean, that's y'all's job to do. We got to worry about what we got to do. Take it week by week. So I'll let you guys all do all the speculating.
You've had, four offensive coordinators in your 4 years here, which I would assume ties a record. I don't know if that is the record or not, but it's got to at least tie the record. How much does that, knock you back, or how much do you have to start over when you go into the next year with a new offensive coordinator?
It can be tough for sure, especially for guys that like carry over and come back and all that. There's a lot of guys always that come in and are fresh, and so you're always in a way learning a new offense for those guys. So in a way, every year you're learning the offense again. It definitely can change things when you're having to learn a whole new offense again. But it can make things hard, especially for 4 years, four offensive coordinators, but it is what it is.
Lots of losses the last 2 years, which has to be frustrating the way you guys have played. How do you deal with the losses piling up?
Man, I try to stay as consistent as I can, no matter losses, wins. I feel like I've always tried to do that throughout my career. I got a job to do, and I try to go out there and execute my job at a high level. And obviously, it hasn't gone our way the last 2 years, but I think I stay consistent and still continue to attack each week and approach each week the same way, with the same mindset, with the same just energy, and take it week by week. That's just all you can do in this league. This is a humbling league, and unfortunately, in these last 2 years, and especially this year, we just haven't got a lot of wins and been humbled a lot, and there's lots to learn from, and you got to continue to grow and learn from these losses.
Since we last spoke to you, Bill Belichick took the University of North Carolina job. I'm curious, how do you think he's going to do in college?
Bill, I think, will have a lot of success wherever he is, man. Like, Bill's just a tremendous football coach. Obviously, college is a different landscape nowadays, but Bill is just a tremendous football coach. It was just such a pleasure to be able to have played for him for 3 years. So I think he'll do good. I don't know if it'll be great out the gate, but who knows? He's just a great football coach, and, he'll find a way to get wins.
Patriots tight end Hunter Henry joins us every Monday on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI. Hunter, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Hunter Henry joining us here on Patriots Monday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Bill may not be successful right out of the gate, he said, but he expects him to be successful. He also said, I'll let you guys speculate on Jerod Mayo.
We will. We'll do that for the rest of the season. It's definitely what we're going to do.
I don't know what else he would want us to do.
It's our job. That's what he said.
No, but I just mean, I don't know how much does he want us to focus on these games. Yesterday, we've said this a couple of times, felt extra depressing.
It
was the Cardinals. They stink.
Right.
It was a 4:30, 4:25 game.
I know.
Head-to-head with the Bills and Lions. That also stunk. It felt worse yesterday. Maybe coming off the bye week made it feel worse, but yesterday was extra depressing.
He's having a career year, Hunter Henry.
Yeah, so maybe that's why he likes the offense. He's like, I like the offense.
Not touchdowns, though.
No.
He's got one touchdown, which he had 9 his first year here, but I think he already has a career high in receptions, and he's really close to yards. He'll probably get that next week. So, individually, he's having a pretty good season.
I like this text, 617-779-7937. Keith, I expect crap questions from Jones. True. Hunter has been nothing but good to you, and you go up and try to badmouth the coaches?
Wait a minute, what?
You're better than that. Jones is not.
Well, that's fair, but what? I didn't have him badmouth the coaches. What are you talking about?
Yeah, how dare you, Keith?
I asked him about I'm curious about the Van Pelt-Mayo relationship. Isn't anybody else?
Yes.
What those guys are like at practice, game day? I don't even know if they talk to each other on game day.
Yeah, well, they certainly, again, Van Pelt made it clear on our show on Friday that Mayo's in charge of if we're running clock, if we're running plays, if we're aggressive, that's all. I'm listening to Coach. I work for Coach.
Yeah.
And then Coach, Mayo, he comes out and says, yeah, you said it, I didn't, when it comes to the conservative play calling and not running Drake May down by the goal line. So, I don't know. It doesn't sound like they're on the same page.
It does not.
Doesn't sound like they're aligned.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fair question.
All right. Well, that's fine.
But, yeah.
Text in. Same number as the call-in number. All good.
I agree. I'm not better than those questions. I do agree with that.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with...
What happened?
...on Jones and Keefe.
Oh, boy! Week 15 in the NFL, Jones. And we're not going to be talking about the Patriots during this segment. So there was a lot going on. There was some actual activity across the league. Let's start with the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions.
What happened?
John. Oh.
A little shovel pass, and it's Shakir with the Buffalo touchdown.
I think this is going to be a throwing touchdown because it's a sneaky play action.
It is a touchdown pass.
Tony Romo was doing whippets, apparently, during the game.
Oh.
What's he doing? He's doing like...
One more time.
Oh.
Is that Peter Griffin? I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing, but he's on the call for... the highly anticipated Bills-Lions game where the Bills were dominating.
I forgot how much I hate him and how terrible he is because the Patriots don't get their games anymore.
I like Romo. Seems like a good hang. You know, like a couple of brew dogs with Romo?
He might be a good
hang. He might have had a couple of brew dogs right there.
He was rough yesterday.
But so the Bills jump out to a big lead on the Lions. Lions come back. Dan Campbell goes for an onside kick early in the fourth quarter. Not only do they not get it, the Bills return it, set themselves up for an easy score. Lions would score late. So 48-42 makes it sound a little bit closer than it really was. Bills, I would say, maybe not the most comfortable win, but the Bills were in control of this game.
No, I mean, so first of all, terrible decision by Dan Campbell to onside kick. Matt Collins returned it to the 5. We both like being aggressive. There are 12 minutes left. You're down 10.
Don't need to do that.
But no, this Bills win to me, the best thing you can say about Buffalo, beyond just their record, they beat the Chiefs and the Lions, I think, relatively comfortably. Like, both those games were very similar. They were up.
They got that dog in them.
10, 14 points.
Yeah.
Like, those were relatively easy wins.
And Josh Allen is going to be the MVP this year because he is the current favorite, and he has 2 games against his Patriots defense remaining.
Yeah.
And we'll get to Saquon's day a little bit later
them
on.
Stats.
He wasn't great, but yeah, Josh Allen was awesome. Ran in a couple scores, threw a couple scores. Jared Goff in a losing effort. 5 touchdown passes.
And like almost 500 yards. Right?
And none to Sam Laporta. I was the bozo. I do a bozo parlay with the show, and I do one with my buddies from home. I was the lone bozo.
You do same pick? Always?
I normally do same pick. I had Sam Laporta in both, who had a monster game, no touchdown. The other 4 guys hit. I am legit the bozo, and I feel terrible.
We hit our first.
What a bozo.
Yeah, you
that
are.
Was me.
We hit our first 2 yesterday, and then it came down to 3 tight ends. You had Laporta.
Yeah.
Billy had Henry. I had McBride getting stuffed at the goal line.
All a mistake.
It went down south quickly, yeah.
Jones, what about the Jets and the Jaguars?
What happened?
Deep for Adams. He's got Devontae Adams. Adams is going to take it into the end zone for a Jets touchdown. And that deserves a wow.
Wow. This has got to be even worse for Jets fans. Aaron Rodgers looks good again. Devontae Adams had 9 catches for 198 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, they barely beat Mac Jones and the Jaguars 32-25, but a big game for the draft positioning as the Jets improve to 4-10 and the Jaguars fall to 3-11.
Yeah, classic Rodgers. He's giving you just a little bit late enough to ruin your draft positioning. Yeah,
yep.
And he's played well the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He played well against Miami. He played well yesterday. If I were the Jets, I still would want nothing to do with him, but maybe he's playing his way into a job there.
Big W. Jets now with the 8th pick in the draft.
Oh,
Patriots have number 3.
Mac, by the way, looked okay in stretches yesterday and then threw
a
brutal game-sealing pick to Sauce Gardner.
That's classic.
Yeah.
All right, what about the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans?
Hey, what happened?
3rd and 5, 2 are going deep. Oh, it's picked off!
Stingley got it. Another interception. Hill out of bounds.
Oh, Dolphins maybe not frisky enough. Tua Tagovailoa throws three picks. He was terrible. They lose to the Texans in Houston 20-12. So Miami's chances of making the playoffs take a huge hit. They fall to 6-8. Texans improve to 9-5. But yeah, just a terrible game for Tua, and that might be the season for Miami.
Really a pretty ugly game for both teams. I've been a big proponent of the Texans. I wouldn't say they looked overly good either.
No, nah, win's a win.
Miami's done, yeah.
Miami's probably cooked. What about the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Cleveland Browns?
What happened?
Line of scrimmage is now the 21. Spin it over to Worthy. Down the sideline. Cuts it inside for the touchdown.
So the Chiefs would win the game 21-7. Browns are now 3-11. Kansas City, a league best 13-1. However, Patrick Mahomes gets rolled up on, hurts the ankle, leaves the game, does not return. They have a quick turnaround on Saturday, and then they're back at it again on Christmas Day on Wednesday. I don't think Mahomes should play on Saturday. In fact, they have a game or two-game lead on or one-game lead on Buffalo.
Well, it's two, but Buffalo has the head-to-head tiebreaker.
Yeah, all right, so two. You definitely don't play him on Saturday.
No.
Maybe not even on Christmas, although the league and Netflix might have a meltdown if you don't.
I would imagine they have a say in that. It's a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, those aren't good.
I mean, look, quarterbacks are different, you know, than like a wide receiver having to cut and get open and things like this. Although he's very mobile and moves a ton,
Remember he had like broke his kneecap and then like played. And then even in the Super Bowl, remember that one year he was like hobbling around?
Yeah, look, I give him credit for playing through a lot. I think he does, which was something we gave Brady a lot of credit for. I would imagine he doesn't play in this game. High ankle sprains are usually like a 3-week injury. If you're missing time, you're usually missing close to a month. So that's one to watch for sure.
Did you see there was a graphic of teams that have scored more than 30 points? Circling around.
Yeah. The Chiefs are like one of five that haven't.
It's like it's like all these crap teams like the Pats, Jets, Giants. It's like Chiefs.
Yep.
I think they have a 30-point game, but they haven't gone north of 30 is I believe what it is. All right. What about the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Tennessee Titans?
Obviously go to the air on first down. Over the middle and it's intercepted. Geno Stone on the run. Looking for a block. Stone into the end zone.
Bengals would beat a bad Titans team 37-27. Will Levis benched. I didn't mention that Jameis Winston also benched in the Browns game. So we had some bad quarterback play on Sunday. But the Bengals trying to stay in it. They now have the same record as the Dolphins at 6-8. Joe Burrow, 3 touchdown passes, including one to T. Higgins, who was in our Bozo parlay.
So I think they're still out, as we said. They're 6-8. Dolphins are 6-8. I think they're out, but they're at least an interesting
in
team
the hunt.
To watch. They are in the hunt.
In the hunt.
We didn't make a big deal about this late last week. T. Higgins switched agents to the same agent as Jamar Chase. Does that mean he's staying in Cincy?
Hashtag cahoots.
Yeah,
no, I don't know what it means.
I don't think
they could franchise them.
They could. I don't think anybody's happy with how they're handing out contracts there. So
no, they're not.
That doesn't change much for me.
No, I would agree with that. What about Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos taking on the Indianapolis Colts?
Hey, what happened?
Nix on a 3rd and 6 going back towards the end zone. Sutton.
It cuts off there, but Cortland Sutton with the touchdown. Oh. Bo Nix and the Broncos are 9-5.
Yeah,
looking like a playoff team,
sir. He was kind of Bo picks again yesterday,
wasn't
he?
He threw 3 picks, but he also threw 3 tugs.
True.
3 touchdown passes for Bo Nix, who is 9-5 as a starter.
Look, you can't make fun of that.
No, you can't.
Now we'll get to the other game coming up, but they're more securely in a playoff. They're not even the last team in anymore. The Bengals are chasing teams like the Chargers, not them. So no, they're in.
Colts fall to 6-8. So Colts, Dolphins, Bengals all have the same record. Anthony Richardson threw a couple of interceptions.
That was brutal.
Also was about to run in the end zone and did that. I got to drop the ball.
Multiple times yesterday. Happened in the Bengals game, too.
Why do you not run it across
the
line?
The end zone.
There's been too many examples
of
it.
You want to go right as close as you can.
It's like so cool, I guess, to drop the ball.
Yeah,
they dropped the ball 1 yard in.
End zone edging is what that is. I think that's probably what that is.
I don't know if that's allowed. What would your touchdown thing be? I think the best way to do it is probably run all the way in and then, like, huck it in the crowd.
Yeah.
Or, like, spike it. Dropping it right when you...
Are you allowed to drop kick it? I see players do it. Do they get flagged for that?
Maybe.
I like a drop kick.
Do you? Fine for it.
Well, I think you have
to pay... I wouldn't do that, then.
The league's so cheap.
Barry Sanders, hand the ball to the ref.
I think you have to pay the pay for the ball if you chuck it in the stands.
No kidding.
I think you do.
Really? I'm not doing the Barry Sanders, by the way. Hell with that.
But I also feel
I'm not that classy.
To me, the risk reward, and I'm all about look good, play good.
Yeah.
And like, I like a good touchdown celebration. But dropping the ball just across the line isn't even that cool.
No. It's
so like, how is that worth
so casual.
Maybe like not scoring?
On the Patriots, who would do that? Jalen Polk. He'd have to catch the ball.
He'd have to get close
to the end zone.
One of these receivers. Remember when Logan Ryan grabbed his junk and then he got fined for it?
Awesome. That was a great one.
He's the coolest guy in the world.
I thought you were going to talk about the Adonai Mitchell interception where they threw back across the formation.
Oh, yeah.
And who's the linebacker? Benito or something? Was like in the backfield.
He's like, here I am.
And just going the other way.
He's like, I got this.
What a mess.
All right, what about the Battle of Pennsylvania? Steelers and Eagles.
What happened?
Well, so much for the Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown issue.
Hurts firing one. A.J. Brown, touchdown.
Who else but A.J. Brown? Philadelphia Eagles will get a 27-13 win over the Steelers. Philly, 12-2. Pittsburgh, 10-4.
Philly's won 10 straight.
Whew.
I mean, real.
Since Sirianni screamed at the fans.
Shaved his head.
They haven't lost.
Screamed at the fans.
Yeah.
They don't lose.
Wow. Maybe Mayo should try that.
And
maybe Mayo should scream at the fans.
Or shave his head.
Both?
Both.
Why not
both?
Yeah,
I'd cover all your bases
if
I
had
tried at this point. Yeah.
You could win out that way. All right, Tampa Bay Bucs and the L.A. Chargers.
What happened?
Mayfield, shot, end zone, heavens, it's a touchdown!
Baker Mayfield killing it, 4 touchdown passes. Mike Evans, 9 catches, 159 yards, and 2 scores. Bucs pull away in the second half, beat the Chargers 40-17. Both teams are 8-6.
I like the way they're playing. We bumped them up, I think, to just a bit outside the tiers last week.
We like the Bucs because they just had some injury issues and now they're getting healthy again.
And you see when you have a healthy Mike Evans, you see what happens.
Yep, he's sick. Baltimore Ravens and the New York Football Giants.
Second and 9, wide open is Hill. Hill at the 20, 10. He can walk it in. Touchdown, Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson threw 5 touchdowns in the Ravens' 35-14 win over the Giants, who are 2-12 and currently in line for the number 1 overall pick upcoming draft.
Even ahead of the Raiders. What if the Raiders lose tonight? Maybe that would swing it.
Yes.
If you had Derrick Henry in your fantasy playoffs, T's and P's. I think that was one you were calculating a lot of points, and despite all the offense,
all Lamar
didn't come through.
I do think Josh Allen's the MVP. Lamar Jackson will finish second.
Probably.
He had a monster game.
Barkley, as we said earlier, would have been my pick as of a week or two ago. I think he's out of it now.
Oh, I didn't even mention it in the Eagle game. That was the thing. He was not really a big part of that, like 60 yards rushing or whatever. No, it was more about Hurts.
He missed a stretch, too, where he was not looking healthy on the sideline.
Washington Commanders and the New Orleans Saints.
What happened?
Daniels fakes the handoff, throws to the end zone, touchdown, McLaurin with his second of the day.
Couple of touchdown passes from Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin. They had a 14-0 lead at the half, but then had to hold on to a 20-19 win over the Saints, who had a chance to either tie it or win the game in regulation. They went for 2, didn't get it.
Didn't work. I liked it.
Good. I mean, you're the Saints.
Good decision by Rizzi. What else are you doing?
I agree.
You're the interim coach.
Yep.
You're trying to keep your job. Sound familiar, Gerard Mayo?
Uh-huh.
So go for 2.
Big win, though, for Jaden Daniels. He was still the favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, but if he had a few more clunkers and if Bo Nix kept winning, maybe Nix could have closed. I feel like Daniels has kind of held him off, though, the last couple of weeks.
And they're 9-5 now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have the same record, but back-to-back wins because they were on a little bit of a skid there. Dallas Cowboys and Carolina Panthers.
Hey, what happened?
The Panthers weren't very frisky.
A couple big plays on third down on this drive. 3rd and 4. Rush, end zone, Lamb, just in a fitting way for this drive to end. A CeeDee Lamb touchdown.
That was a sick catch.
That was.
He's one of the best in the league, and the Cowboys would go on to a 30-14 win over the Panthers. Carolina's 3-11, Dallas 6-8.
Yeah, Carolina favored for the first time since late 2022. Bryce Young looked like Bryce Youngable.
Yeah, that wasn't great. Lastly, Sunday Night Football, you had the Packers and the Seahawks.
What happened?
Love putting it up top, back of the end zone. Oh, did Dobbs catch that? What a catch, Romeo Dobbs! Touchdown, Green Bay! What a catch!
Did anything hit out of bounds? Clean catch. What touches the elbow? There you go.
Yeah. What a play.
Brilliant. That is brilliant.
That was a sick catch by Romeo Dobbs.
Speaking of whippets, Tirico's been on something the last couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, he's high on life, I think.
Extra coffee or
guy
something.
Loves
Tirico's
it.
Been
guy loves the game.
Bouncing off the walls lately.
Seahawks fall to 8-6. Packers get to 10-4. And a reminder, it's the double Monday night game.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight to close out Week 15, Bears-Vikings. And then the move over plans. I got to watch Falcons Raiders.
Nice.
Holy smokes.
Terp is up 8. He has Caleb Williams going against Justin Jefferson.
I don't think it's safe.
I
don't think that's safe.
I don't think it's great.
You don't think Jefferson can get points more than Caleb Williams?
He definitely could.
Yeah.
Williams kind of lit the Vikings up last time they played.
Although we did have that caller that says he likes Williams more than May.
We did. That's true. That was Terp. Meanwhile, the Patriots have canceled their team meeting today. We heard Hunter Henry was driving.
Take all the days you need, guys.
Was he driving to the facility or away from the facility?
Maybe away.
I don't know. They canceled it. They were originally expected to speak with players via a video conference call at some point today, the media, that is.
Man.
Patriots players will not have a team meeting, per an announcement from the media relations staff, so that availability will no longer be occurring. What's going on in Foxborough? We'll get into it. Plus, I know Jacoby Brissett, you haven't heard from him in a while, but he still has lots of criticism for the team and his situation. We'll get to that with an update on the lack of meetings today from the Patriots. What's it all mean next?
You know, what I told the guys in there, kind of the same thing I'm telling you. It's like we all got to take accountability, and what does that look like? Accountability is not really, you know, the my bad. Or the accountability isn't coming in saying things like, you know, oh, if we would have just did X, Y, and Z. Like we've been talking about that all year. Accountability is going out and correcting it, and that's about action. It's not about just sitting here saying, you know, that's my fault. You have enough of those, and that's what you have out there on the field today.
How's Jerod Mayo? At the beginning of his press conference yesterday, we got to take accountability, accountability, yeah. Accountability. Don't just talk about it, be about
it. We gotta keep our composure!
And then,
yeah,
not even 5 minutes later, he's going,
you said it,
I did it, throwing Alex Van Pelt under the bus. It's unbelievable. Like,
yeah, but also very believable because we've been following it all season long, and it's actually the most consistent thing about Mayo.
He says something, and it's like he completely forgot he even said it because he's contradicting himself minutes later. He has to walk it back and correct it the next day, which he did multiple times this morning with the entire press and then today on WEEI with Greg Hill. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. Go back and listen to the full interview. It's on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. But you're right, Keith. It shouldn't be shocking. It's the only consistent thing that happens.
How do you think it comes to be? Because I don't think it's this. I don't think Mayo says, like, walking off, like, oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. I think it's somebody, maybe it's Stacey James, somebody that works with the Patriots, like a PR-type person, is like, hey, Jerod. And he's like, well, I thought that went well.
I thought I nailed it.
It did. You did. You nailed it. Couple quick points. One, don't know if you realize this. You fired the offensive coordinator under the bus. He's like, I did?
Huh.
You did. You might want to walk that back. I can't imagine that he's going to love it and everything else going forward. Just like, that was really good. But you did call the entire team soft.
One gripe. You did really, really well there. Yeah. I mean, you didn't curse.
Do you think he goes like,
No slurs. You know, great job.
Yeah, compliment sandwich. Yeah. You didn't pass out. Yeah. Like, you didn't crash into the front row. That's
right.
Good.
All right, that's smart.
You did kind of say you were going to take accountability and then immediately didn't.
Yeah. But good job not cursing.
You look great.
Yep.
And he's like, okay.
All right.
And then now we need to adjust it. That's how I envision it.
Compliment sandwich.
So he does like the meeting with Robert and Jonathan after all these games, and they ask him all these questions. But he also must have to do a meeting with somebody else that just like, here's what I would work on for next time, Jerod. And obviously he hasn't done that because all season long we've been dealing with this.
Okay, so this has been going on in the last 15 or 20 minutes or so. We talked about it going to break. The Patriots have canceled meetings today with the players.
Yeah, and apparently after a... That's after a loss, it's very rare.
So let me read you some of the beat writers. Mark Daniels, Patriots players are scheduled to speak to the media later today. That's been canceled because they no longer have a team meeting. I read you the PR comment earlier, but this is from Patriots Media Relations. Players will not have a team meeting today. Therefore, we won't be scheduling any video conferences this afternoon. Mark Daniels says this isn't typical and usually happens after a victory Monday.
Yeah, there was no victory yesterday.
It's strange to see players given a day off, not just after a loss, but also considering the bye week wasn't too long ago.
It was last week.
It was last week.
It was the most recent week.
Andy Hart on Twitter moments ago, worked for the organization for a long time, knows the ins and outs, plugged in. Certainly weird the Patriots canceled meetings today after an ugly loss coming out of a bye. Wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
Same.
Especially after the Kraft's extended TV time and lip read ad comments yesterday. did I say that wrong? And lip read comments, not ad.
Well, like the Kraft's being...
Feels like anything could be on the table. So hang on. Alex Van Pelt could get fired. They hate the play calling. Robert and Jonathan hate the play calling. Mayo hates the play calling. Van Pelt could get fired. That's something that's on the table.
Yeah.
We know that Mayo has a debriefing meeting with the Crafts every Monday, right?
Yes, he told us that.
I mean, is he getting fired?
I don't think so today, but it's hard to disagree with Hart saying anything's on the table. Like, would I be shocked? Yeah, you know what? I take it back. I would be shocked.
Okay.
If he gets fired in season, I would be shocked.
So what's most likely?
Shocking.
They could reward the players for a great performance yesterday. I don't think it's that, but they were out west.
Unlikely.
And they're notoriously soft here.
Yeah.
If they're firing someone, you think it's Van Pelt?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah. Just because the Kraft image is hard to ignore or downplay. Like, that is taking notes, and both Robert and Jonathan be like, the offensive play calling is terrible. How do you even follow that up? Because now you're going to have to see that guy, and he's going to hear that that's what happened.
Well,
and they're like, we just meant on that one play. No, they don't mean on that one play.
It's out there what they think. It's the offensive play calling, said Robert Kraft.
Because there's a big difference between
Jonathan Kraft, the play calling is terrible.
The play calling is terrible. There's a huge difference from, I didn't like that
play.
Call.
Yeah.
Because nobody loves every play call, unless, you know, it's Ben Johnson, I guess, just, you know, the wizard.
Hunter Henry likes them all.
Hunter Henry likes Alex Van Pelt. Yeah. But Hunter Henry also had to play for Matt Patricia and Bill O'Brien.
Good point.
So he's probably like, yeah, this is great in comparison. Although it's not. I mean, they are right at the bottom of the league in scoring.
It's a worse offense. It's a better play caller and a better quarterback, and it's a worse offense than it was under Patricia.
Points per game, it's like,
if he's not here.
Wait, what was that?
Who even calls plays?
Great question.
If he isn't here?
Bob. Ben McAdoo?
Could be Ben McAdoo.
Probably.
That's not what I was going to say. Good one. Who's the quarterback's coach?
T.C. McCartney.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say, but that's McAdoo's a better one.
Let Gerard Mayo do it. If he's like, you said it, not me. Go ahead, you do it then.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do it there, Gerard?
You do it.
Look, they're canceling, I think, for a reason. They were scheduled meetings today. So it's not just, the players are tired coming back from the West Coast. You already knew that.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
Henry was in his car. I wonder, honestly, we didn't know this information at the time when we were talking to him.
Was he driving to the facility or leaving the facility?
Maybe he found out there was no meeting, so he turned around and left.
My guess now, in retrospect, is leaving the facility.
Okay, that's
my
guess. Gonzo about it coming up.
So what's going on?
He'll be all...
Why do you send the players home and cancel meetings? Oh, he'll tell us.
Gonzo will tell us everything.
But play that out. Why do you send players home and cancel meetings? Why do you do that unless... Hey, let's get people out of here because we don't want a bunch of news leaking.
I think it's also pretty significant, too, because if you're going to move on from Alex Van Pelt, is he going to be doing a meeting for, you know, recapping last game and getting you ready for next week's game if he's not even going to be here?
Right.
I think that's definitely on the table.
Interesting.
Which I would say is a mistake. It hasn't happened yet. I'm just saying, I think it's a mistake to do that move.
Firing Van Pelt in season, I think, is a mistake. If you do it in the offseason, fine, whatever. But
yeah.
Doing it right now, I'm with you, I think it's a mistake.
And it also endorses Gerard Mayo and his behavior and like what he was saying post game, like putting it on Van Pelt, then you're also being like, yeah, it is. It's all his fault, not Mayo's fault. Who's the head coach and can say, hey, QB sneak it?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we'll follow this. I'm sure Gonzo will give us a lot of answers when we talk to him coming up here on a Patriots Monday.
We do have
Monday.
A 10-pack of questions for him that are pretty good.
No, we do.
Yeah.
We'll go man to man to man.
That's right.
Three men, 10 questions with Christian Gonzalez. And we'll make sure to ask him, where are they at the facility? Are they on their way home from the facility? We'll make sure to get those questions asked. I'm not sure we're getting any answers out of Gonzo.
Well,
plus, all your Patriots Monday thoughts. It was ugly yesterday. What's Gerard Mayo's job security? All that on the way.